My first guest has watched this debate play out from every possible angle, up close during his 20 years on the police force in San Jose, and from a 30,000-foot level as the acting chief of staff at Homeland Security under Donald Trump. He served as the president and founder of a nationwide law enforcement organization that focused on building stronger relationships between police and local communities. And now he's a principal at the Wolf Global Advisors, and we're happy to have his unique perspective here tonight. Scott, welcome to Pray, Vote, Stand.
Tony, it's good to be with you. Thanks for having me.
Let me get your perspective on that. You've seen this unfolding. You've seen, from both a local level and a national level. Is there a crisis in law enforcement right now?
Certainly. I think that's probably an understatement. I think law enforcement is dealing with its greatest crisis in morale in arguably 50 or 60 years, certainly in my lifetime, and probably going back to the crises of the late 1960s and early 1970s. Police officers are demoralized. They feel that they have no backing, sometimes within their own community, sometimes within the administration or hierarchy within their own police departments, and sometimes obviously not among their politicians and elected officials either. You have police officers who are demoralized, who are retracting, they're pulling back from the type of proactive police work that doesn't just respond to crime, it actually reduces crime. And the numbers bear out, as you've demonstrated, in almost every major city in this country where police officers are not making those proactive stops. You see violent crime in particular rising. So I don't know what this portends for the law enforcement community in the short or long term, but right now it doesn't look very good.
You know, in every profession, there are those that operate by a different standard, the wrong standard. Law enforcement is not immune from that. I'm sure you saw that in your 20 years in law enforcement. I saw that in my decade plus in law enforcement. But my question is, are there some who are trying to take advantage of this moment to go at law enforcement, not just as individual officers, but literally to disarm our communities from protecting them from, just to be very blunt, the bad guys?
Certainly. And that's not uncommon, obviously, in this sort of political world that we live in, where people will take one incident and try to extrapolate from that to create a moral panic, where people then believe that an entire institution is corrupted, in this case, law enforcement. And that's been the mantra for a number of years now by left-wing activists who seek to tear down the law enforcement community, among other of our institutions here in the United States. It's particularly dangerous because it's a mantra, and these are slogans that people start to take for granted, that they start to believe that they are actually true and accurate without actually questioning the underlying facts behind them. And when it becomes sort of de facto real for a lot of people, you start to see otherwise reasonable people pursue these really extreme ideas and policies like defunding the police that will have an extraordinarily damaging impact on our community. So, hopefully people see the bigger picture before going down this road. But as we've seen in some communities, they've already pulled a tremendous amount of resources, money from their law enforcement, and it's had negative impact already.